Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of the Morning Devotional. My name is Pastor William Hill, the pastor of Providence Church, a congregation of the Presbyterian Church in America. It's great to have you here with me for a Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. This is edition number 149 of season 4 of the Morning Devotional. We are still working our way through the shorter catechism. We have been in the last few days using larger catechism question 174 as we continue to further understand, further study and understand the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Let's pray together first, and then we'll continue looking at this question and answer this morning. Father, as we now look at your word, we look with expectation that you will teach us and that these things will indeed encourage us, strengthen us in our walk with you. Pray for your mercy and kindness to us, that you'd forgive us for our many sins and transgressions. Forgive us for not hungering and thirsting for righteousness even as we ought. And we pray now that you'd help us understand through your Spirit. For Christ's sake, we pray. Amen. Well, we have been considering larger catechism question 174, which asks, what is required of them that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in the time of the administration of it? The answer is, it is required of them that receive the sacrament of the Lord's Supper that during the time of the administration of it, with all holy reverence and attention, they wait upon God in that ordinance, diligently observe the sacramental elements and actions, heedfully discern the Lord's body, and affectionately meditate on his death and sufferings, and thereby stir up themselves to a vigorous exercise of their graces, and judging themselves and sorrowing for sin, in earnest hungering and thirsting after Christ, feeding on him by faith, receiving of his fullness, trusting in his merits, rejoicing in his love, giving thanks for his grace, and renewing of their covenant with God and love to all the saints. Now this morning we're going to consider just three more elements, aspects of the larger catechism question 174, first beginning with this issue of earnest hungering and thirsting after Christ. In Revelation 22, all the way at the end of the Bible, in verse 17, there we read, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come, and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. And so here the analogy, of course, is applied to thirst. That is something that every one of us understands. We know what it is like to be thirsty. And when we are thirsty, we seek out respite. We seek out resolution to satisfy our thirst. Now, I have been very thirsty at times in my life in various circumstances, mainly as a result of spending a lot of time in athletics. And it was such that really the only thing I wanted to do was find some water. All I could think about, that's all I was thinking about. I was thirsty. And if I didn't get water and get it soon, I think I would just die. And that's the idea here, that we are to thirst after Christ in such a way that we push everything aside. We push all matters aside that we might find Christ. And indeed, Jesus talks about this in Matthew 5, verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Now, the benefit, of course, the hope that we have in the meal itself, the Lord's Supper communicates to us, is that we will be satisfied. We find there in the elements a satisfaction for our weary souls, as Jesus invites all to come unto him, all who are weary and heavy laden. There we find that satisfaction as we're hungry for the things of the Lord, as we're thirsty for the things of the Lord. There he provides for us in tangible means and ways that bring comfort and help to us. But not only do we hunger and thirst after Christ, we are to feed them, therefore, on him by faith. Now, that flows naturally out of hungering and thirsting, doesn't it? If you're hungry, you eat. If you're thirsty, you drink. And here now we feed on him by faith. It's not a literal feeding, of course. We do not believe in the doctrine of transubstantiation, in which is taught the body and blood become literally that which is Christ's flesh. But in John, we see it spiritually, symbolically, but really in the sense of Christ's presence there. In John 6:35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Now, again, this is not a literal aspect in which he is saying he is literally bread, but he is saying that he alone is the one who satisfies weary souls. And we believe that by faith. And as we come to him, believing in him, we shall never hunger and we shall never thirst. And so the meal reminds us of this truth, and we appropriate it by faith. Even looking at verses 47 to 58, I'm not going to read these verses, but I would encourage you to go forward in John 6 and begin reading with verse 47 through the end of the chapter to see more of this subject. And so we not only hunger and thirst, but then we find it satisfied by faith as we feed upon Christ, but then we receive his fullness. We receive his fullness. And in the Gospel of John, in verse 16, there we read, and from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. And so as we're at the meal, we recognize, we understand that we are receiving Christ. We are receiving him sacramentally. We are receiving all that he offers to us and the benefits that come from him. These things should all be stirred up in us as we're sitting at that meal, as we contemplate and meditate on these glorious things. And so we're reminded to hunger and thirst for righteousness at the meal. Where we fall short of these things, we seek God's forgiveness. We feed on Christ by faith, and we receive that which he offers to us, himself, all of himself, to sinners, weary sinners, pilgriming in a difficult world. Well, I trust these times are of some benefit to you. I hope they are. If you would like to contact me, the way to do so is there before you on the screen. So until Wednesday, when we continue in Larger Catechism 174, may the Lord bless you and help you today. May you strive through all the means that he's given you to do what he has told you out of your love for him because of his great love for you. God bless.